Chris Long this morning. I think we're at the stage in free agency where we're constantly looking for values. You talk about this guy and what he brings to the table on and off the field. And I understand that when we met in January, we talked about no Band-Aids. But from our perspective, there are opportunities to get value in free agency, certainly at this time of year. And we're looking at any ways to improve our football team. So we are trying to build this for the long time. At the same time, when we see opportunities to improve our football team and the competition level and the depth on our team, we're going to take those opportunities.
Chris wasn't especially happy just to play a very part-time role with the Pats down the stretch. One of the reasons he said in his Instagram post that he wanted to move on was that he could be more in the role that he played previously in his career. How do you see him? Do you see him as a rotational player?
I think that our conversations with Chris have been about that we have young players at that position. He was very excited to come aboard and help contribute, and no promises have been given. At the same time, we have high expectations. Certainly BG, Vinny leading that group, Marcus the second year in the system, Steven Means, Alex McAllister. So we're always going to prioritize the lines, and I think this is another step to showing that our actions are in conjunction with our words.
How does this give you, or Joe, give you more freedom for the draft? Because obviously that was an area, just by the signing, that you needed. But does it give you some more freedom to do other things for the draft?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it gives us any more freedom per se, but, I think, to touch on what Howie said, Chris adds another pass rusher, and, we need as many pass rushers as we can, especially in this division. I still think we're gonna look best player available in the draft at the end of the day, though.
What is Chris? Can you give us a little scouting report on how he played last year, how much gas he's got left in the tank, all that?
Yeah, Chris was coming off of injury in 15. He ended up playing 65%. I know Les touched on him maybe being frustrated down the stretch, but he still played 65% coming off injury. I think what you're getting with Chris is a great teammate, a great leader, a high motor player, a relentless player that still has explosive qualities and strength.
And his defense in St. Louis is comparable to what you guys run here. Did that factor into it, and is he projectable to your scheme?
No, I think that was a factor for Chris. I think he was excited about coming in here and getting in the shorts of speed.
Was he on the radar the whole time, or was this something that you looked at what was left and decided that he was someone who was valuable there?
Yeah, he's someone that we've always admired, his level of play, and when you turned on the tape and watched him, he's a pleasant surprise about the way he plays, and it really fits what we're trying to bring and build in Philly. And he was really excited to work with our young players as well and take on that leadership role. He has connections to the Philadelphia area. Obviously, his dad played at Villanova. His wife's from Philly. So he was really excited to come on board as well. And when we looked at the opportunity to add that kind of person and player, at this time of year, we just felt like it was an opportunity to take for our football team.
Howie, every time you sign a player, people wonder how you get him in under the cap. Do you have anything left, or how did you get him in as a cap?
No, it's challenging right now. There's no question about it, and our conversations are, what is this guy going to add, and can we rationalize the situation we're in? And we just felt Connor's a big loss to our football team, and Connor going to the Rams, and obviously we're happy for him and the opportunity he gets and the financial package that he got there. But when we were able to get a guy who brings a lot of the same qualities on and off the field and things that we value, we thought that it made us better, not only now, but the legacy he could have going forward to the players that are on our team.
Howie, you mentioned the Band-Aid. At this point in free agency, it's mostly Band-Aids. Is this something you anticipate doing at some other positions of need, of finding a short-term fix?
Yeah, Zach, we're value shopping for sure. Every day Joe and his staff are going over the list, rewatching guys, seeing if there's opportunities to improve our football team. And if there are, and we can go into the draft without even having that more pressure on that, we're going to look to do that. Now, do I think we're going to go out and sign three or four more players in free agency? I don't. But there are a couple of guys here that we're looking at this stage that we're surprised are still available. We understand where we are financially and that we have to make sure that the opportunity we take on these guys matches where we are from a cap perspective. But we got to look at any ways to improve our football team as we go into the draft and add competition so that we're having a position of strength when we get to August, you know, let it all shake out, and when we get to August, make those decisions.
Howie, is your timeline accelerated at all, given what's happened so far in the offseason, maybe not thinking you'd be able to sign Alshon and being able to get him? Has that sort of changed the trajectory, in your guys' opinion, of how soon you guys are going to be able to compete for a championship?
No, we're always trying to put together the best team, but I think from our perspective, there is a value of having guys in the building on one-year deals as opposed to looking at the free agent list and saying, hey, this guy may be available for free agency. We think we got a great place to sell, a great vision of what it's going to look like going forward. And when you look, there are guys that are signing contracts in January and February and are taking off the market before you have the opportunity to get them. You're also competing against 31 other teams, as opposed to when you have a guy and you learn about what they are day-to-day, on and off the field, have an opportunity to sign them. So for us, getting young players, and I think this is obviously separate than the Chris question, but getting young players like Alshon or Chance and having them on one-year deals, as much as you prefer a longer deal, having them in the building and getting to know them as well as possible before you make the investment, we think there's incredible value in that.
You mentioned McAllister. What kind of a offseason has he had, can you say?
No, I think Alex has made a strong gator, a little bias on those Gators. No, but Alex had a strong season. Everyone's excited about him getting back and showing what he can do. A lot of natural pass rush ability with Alex coming out of Florida. And I think our sports science staff, our training staff, our strength conditioning staff, they've done a great job with Alex throughout this beginning segment of the offseason. Can't wait to get him back to OTAs and see how he's doing.
Has the market gone? Did the market go as you kind of expected it to go in a general perspective?
No, I think it never goes exactly how you expected, and you got to be able to jump at opportunities that come available to you. You know, we got to be flexible. And when we talked about this, and Chris's desire to be part of what we're doing, and his fit in the system, we just felt like it could really help those guys. You know. Talking to Vinny, BG in the offseason, during the season, just the impact that a guy like Connor has on those guys, it's not measured just in kind of the production that player brings to the table. But certainly when we watched Chris, we felt like he played really well last year, and you even watch him in the Super Bowl and his ability to generate pressure.